What? That's funny music, Lamb Chop.
That is funny story music, Sherry.
I get the hint. All right, I will tell you and our nice friend at home a funny story about Nimble B. Bimble.
Oh,
Nimble B. Bimble.
Bumblebee who?
No, not Bumblebee. Nimble B. Try it.
Nah, I can't say it.
Sure you can. There is nothing you can't say, young lady. Now, come on, just try it. Say nimble.
Nimble.
Good. B.
B.
Bimble.
Bimble.
Very good. Gee, I wonder if our friend at home can say it. Yeah, you. Now, Lamb Chop won't try it this time. Let me hear you say, right after me, nimble. B. Bimble. Excellent. You did it, you know.
What about... what's his name?
Well, what about a little story music?
Coming up. Play Monica.
Monica?
Yes, I call my har Monica.
You call your har Monica?
Yes, har.
Oh. Okay. Well, once upon a time, there was a very particular, rather unique, somewhat intelligent dog who could speak. He would say, "My name is Nimble B. Bimble." Can you say that?
Who, me?
No, you and Monica just play. I'm talking to our friend at home. Yeah, you. Let me hear you say, "Nimble B. Bimble." Good, you did it. Well, Nimble B. Bimble's little mistress, Thimble B. Bimble. Can you say that? Sure, you. Thimble B. Bimble. Good, very good. She called her dog Nimble B. Bimble because Nimble B. Bimble had a nimble tongue, which simply means that Nimble B. Bimble was able to say just about any word. Thimble B. Bimble would say, "Time to get up for breakfast, Nimble B. Bimble." And Nimble B. Bimble would wag his tail, and being a very particular, rather unique, somewhat intelligent dog who could speak, he would answer, "Serve me 6 saucers of applesauce." Can you be Nimble B. Bimble and say that? Yeah, you. "Serve me 6 saucers of applesauce." Pretty good. Sometimes Thimble B. Bimble became simply furious because Nimble B. Bimble simply refused to act like a dog. I mean, for example, when they would go for a walk, she would throw a ball and ask him if he would like to pick it up. Well, Nimble B. Bimble would turn up his little nose and say, "No, I'd far prefer to pick up tree twigs." "How many tree twigs?" she would ask. And he would answer, "3 tree twigs." Can you say that? Yeah, you. Let me hear you say, "3 tree twigs." Good. Can you say it 3 times fast? Like this? 3 tree twigs, 3 tree twigs, 3 tree tree tree. I didn't do it right. Want to try it again? Say 3 tree twigs 3 times fast. Ready, set, go. 3 tree twigs, 3 tree twigs, 3 tree twigs. Good, we both did it. Then Thimble B. Bimble would grumble. Nimble B. Bimble, she'd grumble. "Can't you act like a regular dog?" And Nimble B. Bimble would say, "I would if I could. If I could, then I would." Can you say that? Yeah, you. I'm only talking to you now. Say, "I would if I could. If I could, then I would." You didn't get that right. "I would if I could. If I could, then I would." Not bad. Then Thimble B. Bimble would mumble. "Oh, dear," she would mumble. "You're no more fun than a goldfish. You just don't appreciate me." That's what Nimble B. Bimble would say. "I'm finer than a skinny, finny, funny fish." Skinny, finny, funny fish. Can you say that? Sure, you. Let me hear. "Skinny, finny, funny fish." Fine. Oh, that was fine. Well, one night, it just so happened that Thimble went to the movies and Nimble was all alone in the house. First, he amused himself by reading all of the labels on the packages in the kitchen cabinets. One of them read, I'll tell you what it read, and then you can see if you can say it back to me. Yeah, you. He read, a box of mixed biscuits. Now you say it. A box of mixed biscuits. No, 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 that wasn't it. Try it again. A box of mixed biscuits. There, that was better. And the small print on that same box read, have you got your listening ears on? No, no, that's not what it read. I just want to know if you're listening very hard, because this next one is a silly one. It read, with a biscuit mixer. Now you say it. With a biscuit mixer. Not bad at all. You know that? Can you put those all together? I'll try if you will. Come on. A box of mixed biscuits with a biscuit mixer. Again, a box of mixed biscuits with a big... Oh, my goodness. A box of mixed biscuits with a biscuit mixer. A box of mixed biscuits with a big... What? Oh, sorry, Lab Chop. On with the story. Where was I? Well, as Nimblebee Bimble was reading the labels, suddenly he heard someone fumbling at the back door. Bow wow, he barked. I mean, after all, he was a watchdog. And even very particular, rather unique, somewhat intelligent dogs who can speak do bark sometimes. Nice little doggy, mumbled the thief as he stumbled into the kitchen and started stuffing his pockets with things he intended to steal. Nice little doggy, Nimblebee Bimble shouted. Why, you're a mumbling, grumbling, fumbling thief. Come on, you shout that. Yeah, you. You're a mumbling, grumbling, fumbling thief. Try it again. You're a mumbling, grumbling, fumbling thief. Who said that? Cried the thief. Who said that? Dogs can't talk. Who said that? Oh, but I am a very particular, rather unique, somewhat intelligent dog who can speak. Well, that thief was so shocked, he was so surprised, he just stood there frozen with fright as Nimblebee Bimble trotted to the telephone, dialed a number with his paw, and that's not easy, you know, and said to the operator very politely, police precinct, please. Can you say very politely what Nimblebee Bimble said? Come on, try it. He said, police precinct, please. Now you, police precinct, please. Good. Then Nimblebee Bimble just stood quietly whistling until the police arrived. Well, as you can imagine, when Thimblebee Bimble came home from the movies, oh, she was so proud of Nimblebee Bimble that she said, I will never ask you to be just a regular dog again. You are a very special spaniel. And Nimblebee Bimble, being a very particular, rather unique, somewhat intelligent dog who could speak, merely smiled and said, hey, let's see if you can say what he said. He said, forsooth, that's the truth.
Forsooth, that's the truth.
Oh, good. Now you and my friend say it together.
Forsooth, that's the truth.
And the truth is that is the end of the silly story of Nimblebee Bimble.
And next time...
Yes?
Next time, I am going to read you a story.
Oh, Lamb Chop, I didn't know you could read.
Sure, read. All you gotta do is know the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Ta-da!
Good. And then what?
And then you have to know the letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Ta-da!
And then what?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know how to read.
Well, then why did you say you did?
Because I wanted you to think I was smart.
Oh, sweetheart, you are smart. But you know, you will get even smarter if you don't pretend to know things that you don't know. Because if you'll just say, I don't know, then someone who does know will quickly help you. And then you will know. Do you understand?
I don't know.
Well, that's a very smart answer. Now, isn't it?
I don't know.
I see. Well, I do. And I would be delighted to help you with your reading. Now, just tell me the alphabet again.
The alphabet? Oh, that I do know. A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, S, Y, Z. Ta-da!
Good, good. But you know, even a parrot can rattle off the letters. What do you suppose those letters are for?
Well, all the words in books have letters.
That's true. Letters go together to make words. But what do you suppose the letters are for?
Well, I just told you that they are for... I don't know. I guess I'll go home now.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Lamb Chop. Say something. You just say anything. Anything.
Anything.
No. Say your name.
Lamb Chop. So what?
All right. Lamb Chop. Lamb Chop. Lamb Chop. Do you hear a whole bunch of different sounds when you say Lamb Chop?
Of course I do. You know, I have a very good ear.
Yes.
Two of them.
Yes, you do. Two excellent ears. But look. Lamb Chop. Now, suppose you wanted to write your name down on a piece of paper so that somebody else could read it.
Supposing I do.
Well, when I say your name, Lamb Chop, what's the very first sound you hear?
Oh, that's easy. I hear, Lamb Chop.
Okay. Now, if you want to write down that sound you hear at the beginning of Lamb Chop, you draw a picture of an ooh.
But I never met an ooh. What does an ooh look like?
Well, the sound ooh is called an L.
L.
L. And the picture of an L has a line going straight down, and then it has a little foot.
A foot?
A little line going across the paper. And that is the picture of the ooh sound.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, O, L. Hey, I know that one.
Right. That's all that letters are. Letters are pictures. They're pictures of all of the sounds that we make when we talk.
Oh, you know, you are talking about talking. I thought you were going to talk about reading.
Sweetheart, that's what reading is.
What?
Reading is just talk written down. On a piece of paper, or in a book, or a newspaper, or a magazine, or anywhere.
All that stuff in books you read to me is just somebody's talk written down?
Sure.
Then I have to figure out what the talk is? That's reading?
Well, yeah. If you know that the letter L is a picture of ooh, as in Lamb Chop, then whenever you see the letter L, all you have to do is remember the sound that the picture makes. And you say it. And that's reading.
And that's too hard. And I'm going home.
Let Lamb Chop, come on. Oh, you know what?
What?
Oh, this is good. I'm going to sew the letter L right on the front of your sweater.
Why?
Well, then you'll always remember that the letter L is the picture of the sound that begins your name.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Hey, did you just make that up?
No. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe and had so many children, she just couldn't tell who was who. So, she took thread and needle, and she sewed the first letters of each of their names on their mittens and sweaters. Then she lined up her children. She started with A. And with no trouble, each day she could say A. Now let me see. Letter A, that's A, A. Oh, what's her name? Oh, yes, my daughter, A, A, Abigail. And B is B, B, Boris. C sometimes says K, K, Christopher. And D is D, D, Doris. E, that's E, E, Eleanor. F is F, F, Frank. G is G, G,
G.
Gabriel.
H, that's... Hank.
Now, letter I is I for Isabel.
J is J for Jenny.
K is K for Catherine.
And L is L for Lenny. What are you tooting about?
L is L for Lenny?
That's right.
My O for Lenny?
That's right.
I suppose I have to give him my sweater with the L on it, too.
No, no. You just share the letter L with Lucy and Larry and Linda and Lori, and you can keep the sweater.
That's nice. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M.
Right.
Was there an M kid in the shoe, too?
Oh, yes. The old lady in the shoe looked at the letter M and said, Madeline. And N, Natty. O, Oliver. P, Patty. Q is you're Quincy. R is for Rory. S is for Sally. And T is T for Tori. U is for Upton. And V is V for Vicky. And then the little old woman said, oh, my dear, the rest of these names are a little bit tricky.
Why were they tricky?
Because the next child had three W's sewn on his sweater.
Why?
Because Wee Willie Winky had three W names. And the next one, Xavier, always played games.
Wait a second. Xavier.
Right.
Xavier.
Right.
X was his letter.
Good, and he loved to clown, because an X looks the same right side up or upside down.
It does?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. No, I didn't pass it yet. L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U. Did I pass it?
No, go ahead.
U, V, W, X. The old lady was up to Y.
Right. Y. Yancy.
What a fancy name, Yancy.
Z, Zed. And then, do you know what that old woman said?
Now what?
She said, now I can tell you all one from the other. As you can imagine, that's nice for a mother. I'm happy as happy as happy can be, for I know all my children from A right through Z.
Sorry? Is that my reading lesson?
Yep, what'd you think of it?
Stinks, I still can't read.
Lamb Chop, that's not nice.
Neither was my reading lesson. I should be able to read now.
No. Sweetheart, first you walk, then you run.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it's supposed to mean that first you learn to read letters, and then you learn to read words.
And then I'll be able to read sentences, and paragraphs, and whole pages, and books, and newspapers, and magazines, and encyclopediums, and dictionaries, and libraries, and fabularies, and...
Well, you will be able to read anything you want to read.
Oh, well, come on, let's go home. I got a heck of a lot of work to do.
Wait a minute, aren't you going to say goodbye?
Oh, yeah. Bye.
I'll be right with you, Lamb Chop. Hey, look, I have to say goodbye, too. I want to thank you for letting us play with you. It was fun. Can we come over again sometime? Oh, good. Well, Lamb Chop's getting impatient. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.
Coming, honey.